who were the men besides Porter and George Adams who were at the fairground when you were working for Porter?
Yeah, there was Porter and Mercury and George Adams, Steve Fulbert and Walter Mallon, and man from Burt by the name of Swanson, and did I say Walter Mallon? Yeah. And Walter Mallon had 2-3 racehorses. Kept them right over here, right where his granddaughter lives now that married Hannah. There's a stable in back there. I don't know how good it is. I guess it's all falling apart now.
You remember something called the Bit and Boots Club?
I don't think so. No. Well, there was Milt Allen and Roy Allen and George Adams and Mert Drury and Steve Fulbert and Ira Batchelor and Swanson and Mert Drury and, oh my, some that I can't remember, some I didn't know. That would be the gang that I knew.
But what year were you working for Porter? How old were you?
Well, that's before I was married at all.
How old were you?
Well, probably 1920.
So this was about 1920.
Yeah, that's before I ever was married at all. I can't remember the year.
What did you do after you stopped working for him?
Well, I think I went on a wet wash truck, I'm not sure, for old McLean.
What did you do after you stopped the wet wash truck?
Then I went to the railroad shop.
Uh-huh.
As I remember.
And then what was after that?
Milk cart. Manili's milk cart.
Mm-hmm. What time in the morning would you have to get up to go on the milk wagon, on the milk route?
Oh, I had to be on the road, all loaded and the horse fed, and I always had Russie always left a quart of milk sitting on the table and 2 donuts. And I had to be on the road at 20 minutes after 4 in the morning.
What time would you have to get up?
Oh, 45 minutes before that.
3:30.
Yeah.
What was the name of his farm, or his farms?
Well, the place where I worked's right up here, Willowdale. But so, the barn burned and them old houses are all falling down, it looked like to me.
What other farms did he own besides Willowdale?
Well, the farm up near the old McGowan place.
On the foot road?
On the Moody Road.
On the Moody Road.
Yeah.
Did that have a name?
No, just Sam Manili, who was Russie's father, Russie and Sammy. Sammy was around there in haying time helping, little man. And the next place was the McGowan place.
But who were the other men working for Russie at this time, at the time you were working for him?
Oh my. Nelson Beesnett was the mainstay around there. Farmhand, Nelson. Russie had about 30 Ashier cattle there. They were beautiful cattle. 15. You could drive right down. They were in the barn. 15 of them facing the north and 15 of them facing the south. And you could drive the team right down through there and clean the stable. You could drive in the front doors and out the back. Nelson Beesnett, and I think, oh yeah, Ed Beesnett was working with me, washing bottles and helping me load, and bottling cream and milk. And I guess Louis Chauvel used to work for him some. And Johnny Vermette. And did have Charlie Fountain once upon a time. Oh yeah, Ray Hayes. Ray Hayes, when they first started the milk business, was there. He was on a milk cart for quite a while before, well, Alec Champagne died, didn't he? Alec worked with me. He had a milk cart and so did I. My horse's name was Cubby and his horse's name was Tom. Both belonged to Russie. Two yellow milk carts and two cream-colored horses. Black harnesses.
What was the barn like? How big was it at the Willowdale farm?
Oh, that was a nice, beautiful barn. It wasn't a hip roof, but it was a beautiful barn.
It was a pointed roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would hold 30 cows and probably hold 75 tons of hay.
Was the hay kept in a silo or on the second floor?
Oh, he didn't have a silo. Upstairs, the hay.
How was the hay taken into the second story?
Oh, the hay fart off the wagon.
Was it brought in through a window, or did you drive into the barn and then put it up?
No, you drove into the barn and then... Or you drove to the end of the barn and the big wide doors would open up, then you take the team off the wagon, and there was no tractor in them days. Take the team off and draw the big forkfuls of hay up into the hay fork, with the team.
The hay fork would come down into the wagon and pick up the
hay? Yeah, have a rope on it, and you keep pulling, you bring your hay fork down to the load, and then stick it in there and clamp it. Tell the man to go ahead with the team out there out front, and he draws that hay right up into the barn. He pulls the trip rope and he dumps it.
Can you draw a whole wagon load of
no,
hay?
No, it takes three forks, three times with that big hay fork to unload a good big load of hay.
How much is there on a wagon load of hay?
Well, sometimes it's a little over a ton, sometimes a whole lot less. All depends on the quality of the hay, and if it wasn't tramped on the wagon in good shape, well, you wouldn't have a ton of loose hay. It's a lot of hay for a ton of loose hay.
Someone had to stand in the hay loft to run the fork, didn't they?
No, the man on the wagon that stuck the fork in the hay, he had a trip rope long enough so he could send that fork full of hay to the other end of the barn and holler whoa and pull it.
How would he get the fork down to the wagon?
Well, pull it on that track that's in the barn. Just keep pulling on that trip rope.
Uh-huh.
And the team keep backing up and then you stick it in there again and up she goes again with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there any hay stored downstairs near the cows?
Oh, just in front of them, that we'd throw down from the loft.
How did you throw it down? Did you throw it down through a hole in the ceiling or down the stairs?
No, not down the stairs. No, there were 15 cows on this side and 15 on that side. There were probably two holes. And a lot of windows on the north side, a lot of windows on the south. Of course, you fed them lots of grain, you know. Water in front of them. Nice barn. When Parker bought that place, first thing that happened, the barn burned right to the ground.
Were the cows put in stanchions?
Yeah, swing stanchions.
What are they?
They're not wooden, you know. They're swing stanchions, so the cow has more room. She can look around or lick herself on the side.
How is the cow's head held in the swing stanchion?
Well, it's just like a wooden one. It's open, she sticks her head in, and you clamp it down, it's locked.
But she can still, there's still room enough for her to turn around.
Oh, well, she can't turn clear around.
But there's still room enough for her to move her head.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot better. them old wooden stanchions. Cruelty to animals.
In what way?
Well, they're bound up so tight. With them old wooden stanchions. Can't hardly look at the other cow. I never believed in them. If I was a young person now, going back farming, I wouldn't allow a wood stanchion on the place. Cruelty.
Did you ever know of any farmers who simply tied their cows in the barn?
No, no. They might nowadays. I don't know if they do. No, no, they get all tangled up.
Yeah. What was the floor in Russia's barn? Was it
cement?
All the way across, all the way along?
Yeah.
Was there a manure gutter?
Oh, yes. The cows would stand on cement with a foot of straw under them. Fresh straw every day.
Did they have a manure
carrier?
They had a manure carrier?
Now take it out and dump it in the wagon.
How often was manure put on the field?
Every day.
You didn't allow a manure pile?
No, no. That was the milk business. Inspector would come along. But when spring come, there wasn't any manure around the barn. It was all out in the field.
What did he do with the manure in the winter?
Draw it out the field.
Put it on the snow?
Well, there's certain fields that was half bare. Put it on them. Where he was going to sow oats or plant corn.
How did he manage to get the fields half bare?
Well, the wind blows snow off.
Yeah. How many quarts or... How was milk measured when it was taken from the cow? In quarts or in pails or in gallons? Well, they say this cow gives so many what of milk?
Oh, they weigh it, so many pounds.
How many pounds would a cow give a day? Or one of Russie's cows?
Well, if they're in good shape. A quart of milk weighs 2 pounds. Just about 2 pounds, a quart of milk. And she'd give a 10-quart pail within that much of the top.
Within about 2 inches of the top.
Yeah, a 10-quart pail. Then you have to go back and milk her a second time. She'd give more. Probably 11, 12 quarts a day. Oh, more than that. Some of them give 80 pounds a day, some cows. They got them right over to Charlie Hazeltine.
What would Russie's cows get?
Well, I was wrong there.
Were they milked?
50, 60 pounds each cow.
Were they milked twice a day?
Some of them, at noon. Well, three times, you mean.
Oh.
Milked in the morning, milked at noon, and milked at night again.
And altogether they would give how many pounds a day?
Well, probably 80, 85 pounds, one cow. And he had 30 of them. But they wouldn't all give 80 pounds. There were some of them you didn't have to milk three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
No, they wasn't as good, but they got the same feed.
Were the cows that he had as good as the cows they have nowadays, the Collinses and people like that?
Yeah, just as good. Russie was a great man to feed them, I'll tell you. And they had to be cleaned off and washed and everything. Their udders had to be washed every time you milk the cow.
Did he use a milking machine?
Not up there.
Who were his milkers?
I was one.
Who were the others?
Lucy, Nelson Beesnett, three of us, and Russie, four of us.
So Russie and Lucy were man and wife?
Yeah.
Nelson Beesnett and you.
Yeah.
Did they allow the other hired men to milk?
Well, no, they were working by the day. They wouldn't offer to milk. Mm. Go home 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson was paid by the month, whether he worked all night or all day.
Was the milk put into pails?
Yeah.
As it came out of the cow?
It was put into them 80-pound milk cans and taken down to the milk station.
But at first it was put into pails as it came out of the cow. How many pails would a cow give each milking?
Well, she gives 80 pounds. You can't milk her in one pail.
So you have two, you'd have several pails standing next to you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How big were the milk cans they were put into?
They held 80 pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, you've seen milk cans on the mail route with a mailbox sticking in them.
Yeah.
That's the kind we had.
And they haven't changed much over the years.
Well, they don't use them anymore very much. You have to get the bulk tank truck comes and gets your milk nowadays.
Every day?
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm. What do they put it in between the time it's taken out of the cow and the time it's put into the bulk truck nowadays?
Well, I don't just really know. I know I see a bulk milk truck at farmhouses getting their milk. It's not even touched by the human hand.
So the milk at Russie's was put into pails from the cow and then put into...
those milk cans.
Milk cans.
Through a strainer.
What was the strainer made of?
Oh, something like that strainer your mother uses there for beans or something, only that big.
About a foot and a half across.
Yeah, about that big. And then you'd have to take it down to the aerator. You had to run it over the aerator to... the aerator would be full of ice and you got to bring it down to a certain degree before you could sell it, before you could even bottle it.
Did he have a milk house at the farm?
Oh, yes, that's where... he bought lots of milk from other farmers.
How would they bring it to him? In cans?
In cans. And he had scales in there. And he had men that could test the milk. And he paid them by the 100 pounds. And if the test was good, they'd get more money. If your test is better, see, five. Milk that'll test five is a good test.
What does five mean?
I really don't know. Butterfat.
5 pounds of butterfat and a certain amount of milk?
Yeah.
So you that milked the cows carried your pails to the milk house?
No, the cans was right in the cow barn.
Oh.
And then we took the horse and wagon and took them down to the milk house.
Was there one strainer or were there strainers for every can?
Oh, strainers for every can. Yeah. Well, I would say three strainers. You could change them from one can to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you got to catch all the sediment and, you know, not let it go in the milk. Oh, it's a job. 14 cents a quart. I sold a good many quarts, 14 cents a quart.
What kind of impurities would be in the milk as it came from the cow?
Well, they always call it bacteria. I don't... nowadays they homogenize it and they pasteurize it. I don't know what the homogenizing it. I never seen the machine work, but the milk never, you never see the cream in the milk. It don't rise like that in the milk bottle, like it did up there to Russie's. Cream be that thick in a quart of milk.
About 2 inches thick.
Yeah. But now they homogenize it and you don't see the cream.
Why did he have Ashier cattle instead of Holsteins or Jerseys?
Well, he liked the Ashier better. They give a quantity of milk and it's rich. Yeah.
Well, what is the characteristic of the Holstein milk?
Well, they give a quantity of milk and it's thin, blue.
And the Jersey?
Oh, the Jerseys. The Jerseys are better than they used to be. They give richer milk than the Ashier or Guernsey. But they don't give so much, nowhere near as much.
And what's the Guernsey milk like?
Something like Ashier. They had them down, you see them Guernseys down there at the fair this year?
They're fawn colored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were right from Mr. Parham's farm right here, right near, well, just to turn to go up to, we'll say up to James's, that farmer on the left right there, that's where them cows came from. Barron. He likes all Guernseys. And their skin and hide looks like cream. Too.
Wha- machines did Rusty have for washing out his milk pails?
Oh, we had a boiler with a coal fire in it, a regular steam boiler. And we had steam coming to those tanks where we washed the bottles with a faucet. Boys, that steam was hot enough, you'd pack. So hot, almost break the bottles. That's how we washed.
You mean, did you wash your pails in there?
Yeah. Two big tanks, half as big as this room.
How were the pails put into the boiler?
Oh, they wasn't in the boiler. They were in the tanks, but the boiler room was out behind the milk house. And it came in pipes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was the boiler room like?
Oh, an upright boiler with an ungodly lot of coal in there burning, and wood, and a shovel there and take out the ashes. And the pipes was connected to the boiler. You had to have a return. Had to have cold water going in, hot water coming out. We used to wash the floor with a hose from that boiler, hot water. You had to use lots of Comet and Sandaflex on the floor to keep it nice, clean, and sweet. Same way with the milk wagons. You had to wash them every day, every day.
Were the pails washed with a hose?
No, washed by hand in a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many pails were there?
Oh my. Little pails and big pails and 10-quart pails and... Well, I sold 400 quarts a day and sometimes more. And each case held 12 quarts. So you can see the load of milk I had when I started from Malone. With them square cases made of wood that held 12 quarts of bottles. 12 quarts. And I sold pretty near 500 quarts a day. Some days, not so much.
Where were the pails stored?
Oh, right there in the milk house. Shelves all around. You know.
Where was the milk house?
Well, when we went to James's, it was one of them houses. After you go by the big house, it's the second house. It's all fallen down now. It's all pretty near fell down.
Was that on the Porter Road?
Yeah. You know the fork in the road who went to James's?
Yeah, there's a fork going to the right and a fork to the left.
Well, we went to the right door to James's. Well, then the... Right there was that old milk house. All gone.
It was very close to the farm.
Yeah, oh, right there.
So it was actually on the farm property?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. What went on in the milk house?
Bottling the milk and bottling the cream and washing the bottles and washing the cans and weighing the milk and testing the milk and keeping the fire going and to have hot water and oh, everything.
Is that where the pails were washed?
Yep. That's where the cans was all washed and that's where the bottles was all washed. Ed Bieseth and I washed lots of bottles, I'll tell you.
You drew your milk pail, milk cans from the barn down to the milk house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the boiler room out behind the milk house?
It was attached right to the milk house.
Uh-huh.
Just a door between.
Uh-huh. What was the milk house made of?
Wood, cement floor.
And what was the boiler room made of?
Wood and the cement floor. The boiler had to be on cement floor in case of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Never let the boiler out. Always kept fire night and day.
What machine did they have to wash the bottles?
Oh, they're in a big tank. Let me see. Well, Ed and I wash them by hand with brushes. Then put them in the next tank and scald them. That's what we've done.
You got your bottles back every day from the village?
Well, we got a certain amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman bought 2 quarts of milk, maybe she wouldn't want any of the next day, so her bottles wouldn't be out. Next house you go to, if they buy 6 quarts, the bottles are all out and give them 6 quarts more. Or 1 quart, or 4.
How many acres of land were attached to that farm?
Well, I think pretty close to 100. Went way down, no. Went way down towards the railroad track, in back of James's house there.
And what did he plant?
Mostly corn and grain. Lots of hay.
What's the difference between grain and oats?
Grain and oats?
Yeah.
Oats is grain, but you grind them, grind it and make ground food for the animals. Why, oats is in kernels. So is barley, rye, and all that stuff. If you want ground grain for the cattle, you take it to the grist mill and have it ground. You take down 8-10 bags of oats and have them ground. It's so bulky, you'll come back with, if you've got 10 bags of oats to be ground, you'll come back with 15 bags. It's bulky, all ground grain.
Grain and oats are the same thing?
Yeah. Oh, now they have that chow checkerboard stuff full of molasses. They feed cattle and horses too.
What did Russie feed his cows?
All they could eat of green oats, hay and grain.
Did he feed them more hay than anything else?
Well, you mustn't give them, if they start leaving the hay, don't give them so much. They got to eat it up clean.
Did he give them more hay than he gave them grain and corn stalks?
Oh, yeah, more hay. They each got 4 quarts of grain apiece twice a day. That's 8 quarts a cow got of grain besides a feed of corn and 2-3 feeds of hay. He had them hog fat, rolling hog fat cattle.
How did most men feed their cows, on hay or on grain?
Well, a lot of them fed them on straw back when I was a young boy. Some of the cows couldn't get up, they were so cussed poor. I know lots of farmers there. All they thought of was raising potatoes and didn't raise enough hay or grain for the cattle.
Who were they?
Oh, the Mansons and the Maloneys and some of the rest of them around there. All they thought of was potatoes, potatoes. I like potatoes 4 times a day, but I told my mother, I said, the McGowans raised lots of potatoes, didn't raise as much as some of the rest of them. When you and I are going to farm it, we're going to have 1 acre of potatoes. And the rest is going to be corn and grain and hay. So when I go into the barn, I give them animals something to eat, not straw. Let them lay on the straw. That's bedding. It makes manure. Put back on the farm.
What did Russie do with the ears of corn from his corn field?
Oh, they'd eat them right now.
The cows would eat the ears of corn?
Sure.
What do corn stalks supply in a cow's diet? What do they give the cow?
Well, I don't really know. I don't think, they couldn't live on corn alone. It's full of water, juicy. They've got to have some bulk food besides dry hay. You give them a feed of corn, and the next time you get them a feed of hay, they'll clean the hay all up. It seems to be an appetizer. Yeah.
Did he have any pigs?
7 or 8.
Did he feed them the corn?
Yeah, you pull the ears off the stalks, take it down to pig.
The cows ate the ears, though, of corn.
They would. I've seen a cow eating the ear of corn a good many times. Say there's 2 ears on every stalk, not every stalk. Pull one off and take a bushel basket and take some down to pigs.
What else did he feed the pigs?
Oh, sweet milk and grain.
What's sweet milk?
Well, that's milk's been separated and got the cream out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Skim milk.
Well, skim, yeah. You either call it skim or sweet.
Did he feed the pigs garbage?
No garbage.
How about table scraps?
No.
How about pumpkins or squash or potato peelings?
Might throw in some carrots or some cabbage, old hard cabbages. They'd munge away on them. But Lord, you wouldn't throw no